This episode will discuss Sun in Sagittarius, which is from approximately November 22nd to December 21st each year. Sagittarius is the third and final fire sign of the zodiac and ruled by the planet Jupiter, who is the planet of good fortune, optimism, expansion, and abundance. The symbol for Sagittarius is the archer, which represents directness, high aims and goals, and the chase. The written symbol for Sagittarius is an arrow, which symbolizes wisdom, angled away from trouble and earthly concerns, and pointing toward higher ideals. Sagittarians are visionaries and seers, and often they are associated with philosophy because of their questioning nature. This questioning nature I like to describe as using the Socratic method, because Sagittarians make people question their ideals and beliefs by posing the question to them. So instead of telling people how it is, like an earth sign might do, Sagittarians may delve deeper and deeper into conversations and into insights by asking people questions to stimulate own personal and spiritual growth. Like other fire signs, Sagittarians are prone to the fire energy of emotions, which can stem from high peaks of joy to perhaps frustration. The specific qualities of the Sagittarius fire are the highest evolution of fire, which is more of a spiritual fire, often referred to in ancient Greek mythology as pneuma. Pneuma is the active, generative principle that organizes both the individual and the cosmos. Pneuma constitutes the human soul, which is a fragment of the pneuma that is the soul of God. As a force that structures matter, it exists even in inanimate objects. Pneuma is also associated with destiny, the life force, and also the merging bridge between opposites. Sagittarians are often very independent people who strike on their own path and find their own individual unique ideas and higher ideals to live by. With their ruling planet of Jupiter, Sagittarians are often very lucky in some areas of their life and can be highly optimistic. They have a very high level energy, and one myth that I've heard about Sagittarians is the reason that they are so vibrant and bursting with energy and life force is because in their past life, they were a Sun Scorpio, and Sun Scorpios are very concerned with if there's a God at the end of their life. And so when this Scorpio went to heaven and saw that there is a God, they were so overwhelmed with joy and the heavenly love, when they came back down into earth, they are able to exude that energy towards other people because they are so close to the other world. In medieval astrology, Sagittarians are also one of the dual signs who take on some of the characteristics of Scorpio and some of the characteristics of Capricorn. This means that Sagittarians have the insight and the precise intuition of a Scorpio, as well as some of the long-term planning, goal setting, and even some of the challenges you may see in a Capricorn. The part of the body ruled by Sagittarius is the liver, the hips, and the thighs. Making sure that you keep aware of these body parts to ensure that you're healthy, as well as to get enough outdoor exercise. The magical gemstones associated with Sun in Sagittarius are turquoise and azurite. Turquoise will attract love, protect from harm, and gives the wearer abilities to see into the future. Azurite combines the intuition of the violet ray with the trust of the blue ray. It brings wisdom, truth, dignity, and spiritual mastery. It's a stone of judgment and a long life. It promotes introspection and can result in profound wisdom. As a post-ego sign, Sagittarius are here as an act of service to humanity by showing others how to be joyful and optimistic, as well as questioning people, places, and things that don't necessarily add up to the Sagittarius. Part of their purpose here is to learn much things, particularly about spirituality, higher values, and different types of ideals. As independent people, Sagittarians love to travel and to discover foreign places, cultures, and peoples. In addition, being ruled by the planet Jupiter, it would be interesting to see where the Jupiter placement is in the Sagittarius' chart, which is going to give them indication to the luck that they have and in what category and area of luck they have in their life, as well as where to focus this energy of expansion and attraction that is so related to their sun sign position. Sagittarians are quite social people, and they have an excellent sense of humor. They enjoy philosophical discussions, but also can be quite rebellious when they feel that something has been done unjustly or if they were wronged in any sort of way. Sagittarians are the people who are going to stand up for themselves and tell people how they see things. Perhaps the biggest lesson that is learned by Sagittarius people in this lifetime is that thoughts become things, and manifestation of your goals and dreams are related to the vibration that you are putting off. When Sagittarians are light and bright and joyful, they're able to manifest things very quickly. But when Sagittarians go to a level of frustration or anger, their manifestation doesn't stop. So paying attention to not only the thoughts they are emitting, but also the frequency of their emotion and putting that in alignment with their highest ideals and goals are the biggest mission for Sagittarians. Thank you for listening to Astrology with Jessica. Please like this podcast and share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Astrology with Jessica.